Hey, Adele, how was the show?
It was about toilets.
Toilets.
Toilets. Public restrooms. The bathroom. Okay. The bidet.
She likes them.
She does. Well, she doesn't like them. She would like to pee privately is what I really got out of it.
Oh, I see. So it's,
Winter Spears.
Some dorkdoms are not necessarily positive things.
Oh, no. This is a positive thing. She took a positive spin on it.
Oh, okay.
Because she said, this is how you find a doable public restroom.
Oh, okay.
And when I say doable.
You mean a number two-able.
Doable. We have a lot of excrement jokes that are coming up here, you guys. Winter Spears and I did not do any.
What?
I know it.
How?
You know why? We're better people than we are.
Mm.
I'm better. I'm a better person comedically with comedian Winter Spears. Winter, by the way, with a Y. Y-N-T-O-W-Y. Wow. W-Y-N-T-E-R Spears, S-P-E-A-R-S, like Britney Spears. And she says she doesn't care when people misspell her name. She used to care, like at Starbucks and stuff. And she was like, I said, what about when they're writing the check? And she goes, oh, then I care. I like to write it for them.
Oh, yes.
Hand them a piece of paper. So she was telling me the best places to use a public restroom.
Uh-huh.
Hotels.
Sure.
Because they check them regular.
Right. Like the lobby restrooms.
Yeah, the lobby restrooms.
In nice hotels.
Right. And then...
Not dodgy motels.
No, no. The word H is not silent.
Okay.
And then fine dining establishments.
Right. If they'll let you use the restroom.
Oh, she said that she is more than willing to just say any number of things along the lines of, let me go look for my friends.
Mm. Oh, I see.
I'm just going to do a lap, check and see if my friends are here.
Oh,
and if they give her any guff, she actually says, she's like, I just look at him like, oh, is this how you wanted your career to end? I'm a black lady. And
wow, using her privilege for good.
Right. Which is, you're just like, I'm going to throw your privilege right back in your face because I need to pee. And it's not going to be that big of a deal.
Right.
Because it's a public restroom.
Right.
It's all going to work out.
It's all going to be just fine.
Just fine. But she was hilarious.
We're the worst.
Oh, I was telling her about Vietnam,
mm-hmm.
and she was like, oh, no, I would not have eaten there in the place where I actually, remember I went to the bathroom and then I came out and then I went to the bathroom and then I came out. Do you remember that?
Nope.
You don't remember that? Oh, maybe that's because I was living it. You know who did remember it? Everybody else on our tour, like Tash and TJ and those guys were like, because I'd come out and they're like, didn't you just go? And I was like, I can't go. It's one of the squatty potty ones.
Oh.
and I couldn't. It was the day I used the squatty potty.
Right, right. I remember you talking about using the squatty potty, but I didn't realize there was drama before.
There was drama.
Using the squatty potty.
Well, there was no handhold, and I am not a gazelle.
Right.
So I kept thinking I was going to fall over.
Tippy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's tippy if you're not used to it.
I could not relax.
Right. You're right.
And when I finally did relax, I evacuated in such a way as to have never been so clean.
That might be a lot of information for
right. Well,
listeners.
That's a Winter Spears said. She was like, oh, I would not have, not a chance. And I was telling her about how you're supposed to wipe with your hand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so we had
that
conversation.
Wash that hand. It's going to be okay.
Right. She didn't believe there was enough washing of the hand. Your name came up several times because of our hose.
Yep, because we have one now because I came back. I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I like having the hose.
The hose is nice. And then I also told her about, not by name, the two comics that you don't want to shake their hands.
Oh, did you tell her about the public toilet in Iceland that had been turned into the punk rock museum?
I did not. That's right. I forgot. It is downtown Reykjavik.
Yep.
Has a punk rock museum that used to be a men's public restroom, and it was still kind of foul. But it was made foul by the punk rock vibe.
Right, right. I mean, it was
they tried
clean.
To sustain it.
It wasn't.
Oh no,
it wasn't.
It was just sort of
filthy.
Messy. No, it was punk rock filthy.
It was punk rock. You know,
it was grizzled.
It was, yeah, it was flyers taped to the walls
and headphones in the urinals. Not a chance in hell would you have put those headphones on.
I'm sure
head.
The urinals got cleaned out before they put the headphones in them.
Yeah, she would have needed to see footage. It was a great museum, though. And it was a great bathroom.
And sounds like a good episode.
It was a really fun episode. Okay,